right, we are recording, so we're ready to go. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I want to read you the koan. It's not a long one, and it's not complicated. I always read koans for the poetry in them, but this I think you'll find interesting, just as a story. It's called Ganji and His Family. The workman, Ganji, practiced the vow of Samantabhadra. He, his wife, and his daughter all mastered the way. Once they invited the monk Yantu to pass the summer in their house. One day, as Yantu was mending his robe, Ganji came into the house and stood by him, watching. Yantu picked up the needle and pricked Ganji. Ganji immediately attained enlightenment and went to his room laughing. He put on a robe and bowed to Yantu in thanks. His daughter asked, "What are you laughing at?" Ganji said, "Don't ask." His wife said, "If it's something good, everyone should know." So Ganji told them what had happened, and his wife was instantly enlightened. She said, "After 30 years, every time I drink water, it will fill my throat." Their daughter, hearing all this, was also instantly enlightened. So it's got a needle in it and a rope. It also has Samantabhadra in it. And it has a workman and a wife and a daughter. So it's got some good juicy elements for us to address. They were practicing the way and had mastered it. I'm not sure what that means. I think we all need to study what it means to master the way. The way meaning probably Buddha's Eightfold Path, most especially, with the right thought and the right attitude and the right speech and right livelihood, all those things that go together to make a quiet life of our practice, most especially in meditation, founded on and enhanced by and moved by our meditation practice. And all three of them, his whole family, had mastered the way of practice. That's, in the wife's case, 30 years. That's a lot of practice. They, practice the vow of Samantabhadra. I don't know how many of you know, Samantabhadra is the third bodhisattva that sort of flanks Buddha in many altar setups and many ways when Buddha is presented and represented. There's Manjushri, the wisdom bodhisattva, the bodhisattva of wisdom, especially of meditation. And then the bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, the bodhisattva of compassion. And those two together make one kind of picture, you could say. And Samantabhadra is a little bit different. They show Manjushri riding on a lion, Which sounds right. It takes a lot to cut through all the baloney when we're sitting zazen. I think Manjushri is a great representative of that. Sometimes they show a fierce lion, but often there's a classic one that shows a smiling lion and a mellow Manjushri. So our wisdom doesn't have to be ferocious in order to be determined. Avalokiteshvara, of course, is sitting on a lotus and is ready to leap up and go anywhere in order to help all beings. Samantabhadra is shown riding on a white elephant with six tusks. Walks out into the world. It's the one bodhisattva that is walking out into the world in order to protect and guard and create peace of mind to anyone, anywhere. And is willing to go out anywhere to anyone in any guise. There's no special way for Samantabhadra to be. It's also said the same of Avalokiteshvara. So for our practice in the world, it's very helpful that we can recognize Samantabhadra and also Avalokiteshvara wherever we find them, wherever they discover themselves to us, and in any state. So we don't have to look for golden robes or halos or anything special, but just the kindness and the helpfulness and the protectiveness that we are offered every day, wherever we are. Samantabhadra, actually vowed a lot of things. He's called the universal, he's got a lot of different names, the universal sage, all-pervading good, beneficence everywhere. And he represents the unity of meditation and enlightenment, or enlightened activity. So it's one of the places where the two sides are being